is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It's 6 after the hour, and this hour of the Steve Gruber Show is brought to you by Mesa Good Health, Good Business, and Great Schools. I'm Katie Hyde from the Michigan Talk Network, wrapping up the... We're not wrapping up. We're just getting started. It's Friday. Rob Burkhart, the producer, he's been in the studio with me all week, and he's been keeping me on target here. And Ivy Gruber, our producer, and of course, Alex Clark, our engineer. And certainly the show would not be possible without them. And Steve makes it look easy when he's on the air. He has so much great stuff to say and great points of view, but it could not be possible without the group that works behind the scenes. So I am just grateful for them. They've made me look good all week. With the tradition of the show, we're going to continue with our free-for-all Friday. That's when you call in with your comments or your opinion. No topic required. We're not going to tell you can't talk about something. We just want to hear from you. Our number to the hotline here, 888-900-9966. Again, that number is 888-900-9966. We'd love to hear from you. And I know you have stuff on your mind, so give us a call. Let's take a look at some of the news that's happening overnight. With the holidays fast approaching, we've got 7 days until Christmas, if you can believe that. If you haven't done your shopping, make sure you get it done. But with the holidays and Christmas fast approaching, the events of San Bernardino and Paris are on everyone's mind. And even with the premiere of the new Star Wars film and crowded theaters where people are, what some say, sitting ducks for Mad Men, the thought of terrorist violence certainly running through our minds. On Thursday, President Barack Obama said that the U.S. intelligence and counterterrorism officials don't have any specific credible information that suggests a potential terrorist attack against the U.S. during the holidays. And this is what the president had to say.
At this moment, our intelligence and counterterrorism professionals do not have any specific and credible information about an attack on the homeland. That said, we have to be vigilant. As I indicated in my address to the nation last week, we are in a new phase of terrorism, including lone actors and small groups of terrorists, like those in San Bernardino. Because they are smaller, often self-initiating, self-motivating, they're harder to detect, and that makes it harder to prevent. We're stepping up our efforts to prevent attacks here at home. As I said, the NCTC is constantly sharing information with our state and local partners. Across the country, more than 100 joint terrorism task forces are the action arm of this fight. Federal, state, and local experts all working together to disrupt threats. At the state level, fusion cells are receiving tips and pushing information out to local law enforcement. And finally, one of our greatest weapons against terrorism is our own strength and resilience as a people. Now, that means staying vigilant. If you see something suspicious, say something to law enforcement. It also means staying united as one American family, remembering that our greatest allies in this fight are each other, Americans of all faiths and all backgrounds. And when Americans stand together, nothing can beat us.
President Barack Obama. On yesterday's edition of the Steve Gruber Show, we interviewed Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th District, and today we spoke with Representative Bill Huizenga as well. Both mentioned the budget bill passed in the House earlier this week didn't have everything in it that they had hoped. In fact, Speaker Paul Ryan did say that they didn't get everything that they wanted, but he did praise parts of the $1.1 trillion tax and spending bills that would prevent a government shutdown, but he did call the bill a bipartisan compromise. Let's hear from him.
You know I don't like this process, right? I mean, you know that we inherited a process, a cake that was pretty much more than half baked. I don't like the way that these bills come together because I think we should do these separately, individually, through what we call regular order. That's why I just started this press conference saying next year We're going to do things differently. Next year, when we have a fresh start, we're doing things differently because I don't think this is the way that we should be governing. But we are where we are, and we have a bipartisan compromise where, by the way, I think we've got some good wins. And look, Democrats won some things, too. That's the nature of bipartisan compromises. And so the way I look at this is we have made the best of the situation we have. There are some really good wins in here for the American people. There are very good wins in here for the economy, for job creators, for taxpayers. There are some important developments in here that will help us build a confident America. But as Congress works in the new year, I want to make sure that we get back to what is called regular order so that we have a system that operates like the founders intended. And I feel very good that we're getting off on that good start next year.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, an Iowa radio host, is under fire for his tweet during Tuesday night's debate. He did apologize, but his initial words said that Carly Fiorina goes full, quote, V word during debate, unquote. The host is a noted Ted Cruz supporter. Carly Fiorina talked to Fox News' Megyn Kelly about being attacked for a woman while running for president.
Well, I've been called the B word, so now I guess I'm going to be called the V word. What's amazing to me is I told an American story last night in my opening comments. I told my story, just like every other candidate has told their story. Mm-hmm. So it's inexplicable to me why this major surrogate of Ted Cruz thought that was playing the V card. But the more important point is this. This gentleman is more than a radio show talk host. He is a major surrogate for Ted Cruz and a major endorser. And this is why Ted Cruz cannot possibly beat Hillary Clinton.
Well, because, I mean, is he responsible for everything his surrogates say?
Well, this is a major member of Ted Cruz's campaign. Ted Cruz relies on him to speak for him. In fact, he was speaking for Ted Cruz last night. So this is the Cruz campaign. And I think we need to be realistic about what we're going to face with Hillary Clinton.
You know, you have something in common with her in that regard. And that's probably the only thing. That will probably conclude the list of things you have in common. But she's going through some sexist attacks, and we'll go through more. And you are, too. And I know viewers, they don't want to hear it. It's like, okay, whatever. Everybody's got their troubles. But it is a recurring theme.
Well, yes. Look, I believe in meritocracies. I will never ask for people's support because I'm a woman. I will ask for people's support. I believe I'll be the nominee because I think the more people hear, the more they realize I am the most qualified candidate to beat Hillary Clinton and to become president of the United States.
Because you're strong, because you're fiery, not because you're actually
a woman. I'm very proud to be a woman, and 53% of our nation are women.
Carly Fiorina speaking to Megyn Kelly on Fox News. There's an interesting Michigan tie to this story. According to his Facebook page, this radio host attended Grand Rapids Community College, and apparently he apologized because his wife gave him a hard time over what he tweeted. It's 8:14. I'm Katie Hyde from the Michigan Talk Network, filling in here for Steve Gruber. This hour brought to you by Mesa. Good health, good business, and great schools. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.